Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Worldwide app downloads are expected to hit 280 billion by 2020. Apple is set to launch Apple Pay in Japan, and Google has been given another 2 weeks to respond to the EU's charge. It's been predicted that worldwide app downloads will hit more than 280 billion by the year 2020. In a presentation by Al Camper from AnyApp, it was revealed that in 2015, app downloads across the world came to a total of 112 billion. But Camper says that figure will increase dramatically in the next 4 years to reach 280 billion, with Asia taking a mammoth 60% share. The high share belonging to Eastern countries is not surprising based on new data from We Are Social, revealing that the Asia Pacific region now makes up half of all internet users around the world. This comes after an astonishing growth period over the 18 months previous to August 2016, where the web audience in the region increased by an impressive 20%. Apple has announced that it's to launch its contactless Apple Pay system in Japan for the first time. From October this year, the digital wallet will work with Japan's SuiCare prepaid e-money cards, which Apple says means users can purchase everything in their daily routines. Japanese consumers have had access to contactless payment systems for over 10 years, leading to some users reportedly not even taking their wallets with them when they leave the house. The introduction of Apple Pay to the country is expected to drive up sales of the new iPhone 7. Being late to adopt the technology is not expected to cause major problems for Apple. Jack Kent from market research firm IHS Technology says that because Japan already has a mature mobile payments industry, Apple should be able to adapt the service quickly to fit the existing infrastructure. Google has been given another fortnight to respond to EU charges of antitrust. In April, Google was told that it was forcing smartphone manufacturers to pre-install its own programs, which was harming consumer choice. The company was given 3 months to respond to the charges, but that time has now been extended by a further 2 weeks. Google responded initially, saying that it took the charges seriously but felt it gave consumers unprecedented control of their mobile devices. If found to be breaching the rules, the search giant can find itself with a fine of $7.4 billion, equaling 10% of its global turnover. Recently, Google has been fined $6.8 million in an extremely similar case in Russia, where it was found guilty of breaking anti-competition laws. Luxury alcohol company Pernod Ricard is due to launch a new online hub in the UK called Discover the House. Described as being targeted at high net worth individuals, the hub will widen the company's e-commerce presence whilst offering invitation-only customers the opportunity to browse products. Pernod Ricard owns premium brands such as Perrier Jouet Champagne and the Glenlivet Whiskey, both of which are expected to be included in the hub, with each brand having its own digital room. Dennis O'Flynn, previously of Pernod Ricard UK, said that online shoppers tend to be more of a premium shopper in the UK, adding that it opens an opportunity to be in the premium space as there is a better chance of a purchase. And finally, Google has acquired Apigee for $625 million. Google can now add the API business to a long list of acquisitions after paying the $17.40 per share in cash. Apigee, which helps businesses construct digital products and services with open APIs, currently has relationships with Burberry, AT&T, and eBay. Dan Green, head of Google's cloud businesses, said that Apigee provided a comprehensive API platform that supports many capabilities. She added that APIs are vital for how business gets done today in the fast-growing digital and mobile marketplace. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.